This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the 4 Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, what is the difference between borderline personality disorder and narcissistic personality disorder? Now, both of these personality disorders are categorized together in cluster B. So there's 3 clusters of personality disorders, A, B, and C. They're both cluster B personality disorders. And this is considered the dramatic, emotional, and erratic cluster of personality disorders. Now, when we think of borderline personality disorder, we think of someone who is afraid of abandonment and has unstable relationships and an unstable self-image. They also tend to be impulsive. They're at a greater risk for suicidal gestures or behavior. They have mood dysphoria, which means they have difficulty regulating their mood, and they might have anxiety or depression. They have a feeling of emptiness inside. They tend to have anger difficulties, sometimes constant anger, and there's a paranoia that occurs sometimes, particularly a paranoia related to abandonment, a fear of being abandoned, so believing that other people are about to abandon them. Now, with narcissistic personality disorder, we think of symptoms that are a bit different, a sense of grandiosity, seeking and believing in unlimited power and success, like having fantasies about unlimited success, feeling special or unique, and more so than evidence would offer. Seeking excessive admiration, having a sense of entitlement, tending to exploit other people, having a lack of empathy, so really not being able to understand the feelings of other people, being envious of other people or believing that other people are envious of them, and haughty or arrogant behavior. So, we can see right away there's some clear differences between borderline and narcissistic personality disorder. So when we think of the differences between borderline personality disorder and narcissistic personality disorder, we think of an individual who has borderline personality disorder as not really thinking themselves as special, but rather mistreated or misunderstood, where somebody with narcissistic personality disorder would believe in many cases that they were special. Also, with narcissistic personality disorder, an individual with this disorder tends to have a stable self-image, whereas somebody with borderline personality disorder has an unstable self-image, as I mentioned before. Also, with the issue of abandonment, it comes up with both personality disorders, but it manifests a little differently. Somebody with borderline personality disorder is afraid of being abandoned, and somebody with narcissistic personality disorder would be more likely to abandon somebody rather than be afraid of abandonment. Now, another difference is around impulsivity. Somebody with borderline personality disorder tends to be impulsive, and somebody with narcissistic personality disorder is not usually impulsive. Now, of course, there are also several similarities between these two personality disorders. For one thing, they tend to be comorbid. So somebody with one of these personality disorders is more likely to have the other. And we also see a commonality between them in terms of relationships. Both personality disorders tend to be associated with poor relationships, but in most cases for different reasons. For somebody with borderline personality disorder, it would be this idealization devaluation cycle that tends to occur, the love-hate relationship, the constant anger, the mood dysphoria, and the impulsivity that would tend to lead to trouble. For individuals with narcissistic personality disorder, it would be more of the arrogance and the exploitive nature of that disorder that would encourage people to not want to associate and not want to be friends with somebody who has that disorder. So the quality of relationships with both disorders is an area of concern. Another similarity would be mood dysphoria. Now, mood dysphoria is actually one of the symptom criterion for borderline personality disorder, and it's not for narcissistic personality disorder. But we do see mood dysphoria and symptoms similar to mood dysphoria across both personality disorders. So anxiety, depression, difficulty regulating mood. Another area is employment and career. Individuals with both of these personality disorders tend to struggle, but again, in different ways. The relational piece affects career, of course, but also the specific behaviors like impulsivity for somebody with borderline personality disorder tends to be frowned upon in many career settings, and the arrogance and needing excessive admiration and the lack of empathy tend to be frowned upon for an individual with narcissistic personality disorder in employment settings. So we see these difficulties in specific areas of functioning across both personality disorders, but usually for different reasons.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevets. Learn more at arslonga.media.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.